What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
Another clean one.
Let's get it.
I'm getting really good at them.
We got a big day ahead of us.
Yeah, we do. We have a couple episodes to film today.
We got three podcasts to film today.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited, especially because the guys we got on today,
yeah.
I became hip through college, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Snapchat story, GVSU story. today, we have Cole Merrill. Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Perfectly.
Just kind of jump into it. I want to know like a little bit about your upbringing. I know you're from the Grand Rapids area, but you know, run me through what your life was like before music came into the play.
I grew up in Grand Rapids area, and then obviously, I like sports way more than a little bit more my academics. So I got through high school.
Felt you.
But I played soccer and basketball and stuff. And then obviously I golfed on the side and all the little stuff, bowling and whatnot.
I just got into golf a lot this year.
Yeah. And then I've just recently gotten into racing and stuff like that. So we'd be going to like the fast go kart tracks, K1 we did over here and stuff like that. But we got one in Grand Rapids. Then I did a little bit of college and then decided I'm just going to kind of go into music. I like that a little bit more.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school for college. I just started at CC. I got accepted and I think I applied for Western and I got accepted there. GVSU, I think I got accepted there. And then Ferris or something and CMU.
Okay.
I think they all accepted me, but too much money, man.
It is expensive.
Way expensive.
This guy took me golfing.
Yeah. Did you play at the one by, there's one up by GVSU where you guys were
the Meadows?
About that Snapchat. Hey, the Meadows, you played that
I never played the Meadows. I played a few courses around there, but no. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Insanely tough.
I think that's where they hold the high school state finals.
I think you're right.
Or they did at least a few years in a row or something.
Yeah, well, my buddy who was on his high school team said he played there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the best score you shot in golf?
Dude, can't put me on the spot like that.
Well, have you broke 100?
Yeah, I've gotten like a 98.
Okay.
Probably, but I don't think I've ever gotten in the 80s. I wish. My brother's like a constant 84. But
dude, I wish.
Yeah. My dad, he's got it. But.
Like when we were talking before, I said my dad's from South Carolina.
Yeah,
he worked at the Dunes Club in South Carolina. And my uncle who passed away a couple years ago, he worked there for like 30 years up until his death.
True.
And I would go out there with my uncle and my dad, and I would be looking for alligators as a little kid, like 6 years old. I was looking in the water to see if I would see an alligator.
You would. Your pants, if you saw
bro. Hold on. So after he passed, in his memory, they did a memorial golf outing.
Oh, for real?
And they gave us a spot in it. So me and my dad would play. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So first time I go out there, like since my uncle had passed, the guys we were playing with goes, there's a gator over there. And I go, what? Like I just like was like totally off the game. Like I have to see this gator. And I looked and it was probably like a 13-foot gator just chilling like right out off the shore. I got pictures. If I find it, I can
post them.
Yeah, pull them up
if you got them.
But the place where my uncle worked, he was a bartender at this place for the Waterloo Hole, which is like the most famous hole at the dunes. And that's where all the gators would be like all the time. So every time I've gone since then, I've seen one. It's kind of wild.
That's
it's like he's
though.
Looking out, you know. That's the homie
seeing wildlife like that, like a
bro, like
crazy.
An alligator. Like I get freaked out when I see coyotes because like I don't see them all the time. I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know, like ooh, coyote. When we were going to South Carolina a couple years ago, I saw a mountain lion, and I was
that's
wild. You know?
I've seen could be conspiracy theory, but I've seen some videos of mountain lions in Michigan. I have no idea.
There definitely is.
I have no idea.
I've seen panthers.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
or something
same
like
thing?
That. Maybe,
yeah.
maybe,
I feel like
maybe
that's
it's panthers,
thing.
But
yeah.
big cats.
Yeah,
like,
yeah no.
Whoa.
There's definitely, especially if you go Upper Peninsula,
that,
like Canada, like near Canada and shit like that. Oh, yeah, definitely. I bet they got there for sure.
Seeing an animal that you don't really see in, like, your, let's just say Michigan, like, when you're outside of Michigan, you see something like that, it's like, wow.
What the fuck? Like,
there's
we're not,
so much more to this world.
Yeah. Like, when we were in Florida for spring break, there were fucking iguanas in the yard. And I'm like,
iguanas.
What the hell?
Well, I went to Mexico once, and there was fucking iguanas walking all over the place. They're just chilling everywhere, man.
In Florida, actually, it's 100% legal to kill an iguana and eat it if you want to. If you catch it, because the population's so crazy.
Well, no, they also destroy, like, some type of vegetation. Some type of vegetation there.
So, like, they need people's help to take them out.
Because they're like, invasive or something?
They're, like...
there's so many of them?
Well, like, they're... I think they're, like, they're weird claws. Like, they... when they dig, they fuck up, like, the... all the, like, soil and shit, like, in the ground. And it can, like, fuck up the ecosystem or some shit like that. Okay. Plus, they're just, like... there's a shit ton of them. I swear to God, that 4 days I was in Florida, I saw at least 40. In my yard! And, like, I'm not... like, there's some that were this big, but some were, like, fucking... yeah. And they're fast as shit. We were joking, like, trying to catch them. Yeah. And they're taking off. Are there bears in Michigan?
I was gonna ask. Yeah, there's bears.
Like up north.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of bears.
Grounds. We used to go camping.
Oh really?
Yeah, dude. I went to what's the one?
There'd be bears digging the trashes there, like Traverse City. And
oh yeah, damn. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Up north, there's for sure
because I've seen a lot of. I've seen a few.
There was the there's a spot up north. I can't remember what it's called. It's called like Oswald Bear Ranch. If you ever go up there north Oswald's Bear Ranch. They got where's that? Bears there. By Newberry, I think. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But up there, man, yeah, it's like this fucking just giant enclosure of bears, and they actually got this little one where you like they got the baby bears. You can fucking like feed it Fruit Loops and shit.
Oh, that's Fruit Loops.
I know, dude. You want to feed bears?
Why they give them Fruit Loops? Like, there's nothing better you can give these bears.
Yeah, like Captain Crunch or something.
Red Dye 40.
I think yeah.
Captain Crunch is better than Fruit Loops.
It might be the most American thing. Domesticizing
yeah, that
the bears
should
and
not
feeding
make them
Fruit Loops.
Absolutely aggressive when they're
you
should
put
teenagers.
Bears on the box.
We didn't even introduce.
That's
bro.
Insane.
No, we did not. I thought it was going to get brought up.
The guy to Cole's right, Nick Gilmer. This is actually who I was in contact with first before I got to meet him.
Yeah.
Producer. Check out his episode next week.
Yes, sir.
They're going to switch places.
But.
And I might not be here. I'll disappear now.
I was going to say, like, just tying it back to that sports a little bit. What did you think of the Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl halftime performance?
It was pretty intense. It's always weird when you're like sitting there. I was with my girlfriend's family, so like when you're with, you know, just an older generation that obviously doesn't really know Kendrick, and they're just confused a little bit, like, kind of the whole time. Like, just because they, you know, it's their first time interacting with it. And so I'm, like, half explaining, like, the beef with Drake behind it. And so is my girlfriend and her sisters and her boyfriend. Like, we're all just trying to, like, make it make sense. But then he's throwing in all this other stuff, and I'm like, dang, okay, like, I don't know what's going on here either. Let me just watch. And it was nuts. I mean, he went all the way through. I was kind of mad he didn't do, like, all right and stuff.
Yeah.
I was really hoping, you know, some
that was
off
pissing
of
the me
pin,
off the
but
most. They didn't do anything in his older albums.
There were a lot of songs that I wanted
yeah,
him to
like
play.
Yeah, or, like, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. But I get, you know, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City not being played on a national level.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro's just, like, in the camera. Like, say Drake.
Yeah.
Just like that. Nah.
Well, I was going to ask you real quick. Like, yeah. how do you feel about Kendrick, like, even like way before, like before the Super Bowl, like
before 2024, killer. I remember seeing Black Panther, like in the movie theater, and I never thought like a soundtrack was so good. And I know that they use most of the instrumentals and like a little bit of his cuts or whatever. But I went home and listened to that whole album. I was like, dude, no way an artist can make like a full, you know, track list for a sick Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And, like, so nonchalantly, like, King's Dead is insane. Not either.
And then Metro even. Then Metro even did some stuff, too.
Metro,
like
yeah. Like, obviously, what is it called?
It was Spider-Man.
Oh, Into the Spider-Man.
I don't know the actual name.
Whatever it is, the animation one. Yeah, like, that stuff is sick.
The only, like, movie soundtracks I can compare is, like, some of those Fast and Furious soundtracks, like, back in the day when they had, like, Horses and See You Again.
Yeah.
Candy Paint was on one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they had some.
Michael
Scott. Yeah, that was it was such a weird era. But, like, with Kendrick, I love rap. And I love, Kendrick was, I always knew what Kendrick was. But I'm a Drake fan. I'm a huge Drake fan. So felt like I had to be on one side during this. Like, I couldn't switch up on the guy that's been my favorite
rapper.
It's not
like you know him personally, though.
You
that's
know?
The thing. Like, it's all
I get it.
Music,
I
that's
get
how
it.
I was looking
it,
at it. Like, dude, I love this.
But
you know
I'm in the Discord chat with the homies, and they're like, it's over. Drake's finished.
Bro, you
and
feel
I'm
like J. Cole.
I fuck with J. Cole,
see,
too.
And I'm that way. Like, they're all, you know, they're all popping. And they have such good
exactly.
songs all the way through. Like, no offense, you can't put some of Drake's songs up to some of Kendrick's songs. One, because they're, like, just entirely different.
Yeah.
But two, because they're just both really good,
you
know, writing processes, whoever was in the room and whatever.
Yes.
even like E40, I'll give him credit. Like, I know he's kind of right with Drake, and like they work simultaneously, kind of like me and Nick would on like some of our projects and stuff like that. Like, Nick will pop in and be like, yeah, don't say that line that way. Let's try, you know, rewriting it like 2 times. And eventually, you know, we'll figure out a word that's way better and we'll end up putting that in. Like,
right,
it's good to have that in there. So, like, I get some of the things, but I will say this. If we're talking about just the beef, I mean, Kendrick definitely won.
That's what made me hurt.
That's what, like, that's what does
I had to be there for, like, I was going to say I had to be there for Drake. That was crazy. Hold on. I didn't mean that. I was going to say that, that's but wild. I didn't mean that. No, I felt like as a Drake fan, like, I couldn't switch up on him. Like, I didn't want to be, like, bumping Kendrick every fucking day when he's just calling Drake a pedophile.
That's how I felt.
I loved the halftime show.
Yeah.
Because I love Humble. I love DNA. I'm a, like, a fan of Kendrick. I love Luther with SZA. SZA fucking killed it.
GNX SZA might have had, like, the best performance out of all of them, honestly.
GNX was a good album, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, her coming in was... Yeah.
But GNX was surprising.
The only thing people were talking about were him dissing Drake, SZA, and Serena Williams. That's all people talked about.
Forgot about Serena Williams.
I'm not even trying to cook him, but like we're acting like it's the craziest Super Bowl performance of all time. Everyone's only talking about. There are a lot of people.
Dude, that Super Bowl performance with Snoop, Dre, Kendrick.
That one was better.
That one was
the best
that
one
was the
by
best.
Far.
And the Sonics were super good too. Like even when you're watching on TV, what sucks with like. I feel like Kendrick's music and stuff like that, like, it's so hard to mix that nationally like that. Like, it was like when Travis did the Super Bowl and stuff like that. Like
that's valid.
It was super tough. Like, I don't even think Travis used auto-tune or something like that, or he turned it way down just because it was screwing up in the stadium. So, like, it's so tough to, like, for hip-hop, I feel like, to kind of get to the good mixing. But then you see Rihanna, you know, Katy Perry even, and they're amazing shows because the music is so much more grand. You got more cymbals, more highs and stuff like that.
Beyonce.
Your lows are tamed.
Yeah.
But when it's hip hop, it's, you know, you got to match that voice with a bass that's coming through, and it's coming through a bunch of TVs.
Facts. That's why I think SZA killed
thing.
It.
That's why SZA was a good addition. Yeah. I mean, you added another rapper in there, it would have gotten tough. Like even Travis, if they came in and did Goosebumps or something like that, like it would have been tough.
That would have been crazy.
But it would have been nuts. But just for, you know, all of us that would have been, you know, die
hard. I would have lost my mind personally.
Yeah, I think SZA was a good high addition too to be able to bring out that
loudness. Another really good Super Bowl performance that also ties into having an album created around a movie is The Weeknd.
I disagree.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
No, he's coming out with one.
I know, but I don't like The Weeknd.
Yeah, the performance.
You ever
of the
seen?
Super Bowl,
like, I will not be tuning in.
I think it was. I'll give him
not
this.
At all.
It was tough because he had like no crowd to work with, so he really couldn't bring that into play and anything. So he was kind of just by himself. But,
it wasn't bad. The halftime show as a whole was cool.
Like, no, I more so wanted to touch on him making that album that's coming out with that movie.
What movie?
He's got. You didn't see the trailer with Jenna Ortega? He's no longer going by The Weeknd. He said he's. Accomplished enough with that
able,
persona.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. He's so weird.
He's going to his name. And he said, The Weeknd's over with. He accomplished enough. And he's got a movie coming out with Jenna Ortega.
That's
cool.
I mean, that's dope.
That's
but like,
sick. That's
I
sick.
I cannot stand him. Most overrated artist of our generation by far. Not to say he's not talented, because he can sing his ass off. And he's got some good songs. Do not get me wrong. So. But people have the nerve to compare him to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And that's
wild. I can agree with that.
That is wild.
I've watched my little cousins, like obviously Blinding Lights and stuff like that.
That was catchy.
It was good. It was, like the first
it had
three
its moment.
Times I
it
heard
had its
it.
Moment.
And then 300 was enough. But like obviously for younger kids and stuff like that, that song went off. So like I think he switched up his mentality maybe. Just
probably.
And I don't think it was maybe him, probably because he was in that label deal that he effing hated. So he probably just took it out and was like, I'll go do my own thing now. But I bet this new stuff should hopefully be, like maybe then we could start seeing what Abel's really about. If not, it's just his stuff and he's got no, you need to do this to make us this much money. X and X.
He's completely independent.
Because he's probably bought his mom a mansion and stuff like that. So you still have to release music that makes you, your $1 million for your taxes and stuff like that. Like it does take, you can't just drop off the face of the earth. Like the only person that's done that is Frank Ocean. And he
posted a picture the other day.
He just disappeared.
He just posted a mirror selfie.
Yeah, he posted a picture of him shirtless on his Instagram.
But like, I'm just
like,
saying,
Frank,
like in terms of music, he's just gone. It's like, so, which,
who's
comeback, Frank?
Who's your personal favorite halftime show?
man.
Because I got one that no one said yet. That, like, I remember watching as a kid, like, that's awesome.
What? Was it Bruno Mars?
Yes.
Yes.
And then, Bruno was.
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, it was awesome.
Give It Away. I was talking about that the other day.
And then the second time he did it with Coldplay.
Coldplay.
And Beyonce.
Yep.
I think it was 50.
Oh, you might be right.
Because they did three, like, big name people that had done it already, besides Coldplay. Coldplay, that was their first time, but Bruno and Beyonce had already done it. But that I remember that one was dope, and I keep seeing clips of that one, like of them three performing Uptown Funk together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is dope. Beyonce's like, say what?
I wanted to kind of wrap up the whole sports thing. You said you played basketball. Are you into the NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You know where this is going.
It's that big Luka move, eh?
The whole free agent, not even just the Luka move. There was a lot of moves made.
It's true. Everything.
It's a lot of moves made. There's only been a couple moments as an NBA fan that I remember where I was when I heard the news. Kevin Durant getting traded to the Suns. I was laying on that couch.
Oh, I thought you were about to say signing with the Warriors. Yeah,
I was walking up my driveway when my friend called me.
I know exactly where I was at in the car when I found out that.
I was up north and my buddy Max texted me. He's like, yo, he went to the Warriors. And I'm like, no, he didn't. He's like, dude, check Twitter. He went to the Warriors.
Crazy.
Like, I was on the phone with him looking at this and I'm just like, there's no way.
Bro.
I heard a theory about this the other day is that the NBA might have done that on purpose. Now, I don't know 100%. No, not the Luka trade. But they were talking about KD because you know how it's like they always want ratings and stuff.
Yeah.
But they were talking about how they always need a villain in the NBA and how LeBron was the villain.
You were just saying that.
You were saying that. I was watching that episode. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Speaking of that, this ties in with the Luka thing. I'm a huge pro wrestling guy. It's like heels and baby faces. They have a bad guy, and then when they need a new bad guy, someone goes somewhere else and they become the bad guy. It was sort of becoming Steph, and they were like, fuck that. Steph needs to be the good guy. So we'll get KD.
Good.
The night that the trade happened, the Royal Rumble was happening. So I was watching that, and then I was outside smoking, dead tired. It was like midnight. And my cousin and my homie, group FaceTimed me. And I was like, I don't want to answer. They're going to want to play video games, and I just want to go to bed. But I was like, fuck it, I'll answer. So I answer, and they go, Will, you don't know what's going on right now. And I'm like, no. Like, I have no idea. And they're like, oh, my – like, open something. Like, open Twitter, open Bleacher Report.
Instagram,
something.
Whatever.
So I open Bleacher Report, and, of course, I had been checking scores, so it's on the scores first, so I have to wait for it to load. And then it just says Luka is a Laker. And I thought LeBron got traded. And then I read it, and I was like, they just gave up literally AD in a first rounder. No disrespect to Matt Christie. He has been killing
Max
it.
Christie.
Max Christie. I didn't mean to fuck up his name. From Michigan State.
I was going to say, that's one of my
Go Green.
Dogs.
Yeah. That's a dog. That's true. But it was really AD in that first round, and I was just like, what the? And they gave, like, Kleber up.
Yeah.
Who else?
There was someone else.
Morris.
They had the Jazz in there some way too. I don't know.
The Jazz didn't even give up anything. I don't think. I think they were just like
they didn't
we're just
even
taking...
know what was happening. They
I
didn't
think
know
they
Luka
had
was part of the deal.
Yeah, I think they had salary cap. Like they just had
Danny
enough in the
Ainge is
in the vault.
Pissed because he's usually that fucker.
So well, I wanted to say how Luka going to the Lakers. You know how you said the conspiracy thing. I heard this conspiracy about the Luka and LeBron
ratings.
Well, ratings obviously plays a big part into it, but I heard that the new owners for the Mavs, because Mark Cuban's no longer there.
It's about the gambling stuff?
Those guys are super big into casinos and they're supposed to be moving them, the Mavs, to Vegas.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And that's why they wanted to get rid of Luka. They get all these older dudes, let them deteriorate, then they rebuild and move to Vegas, and then the Lakers have that young guy to build around after LeBron retires, and they have that star because there's always a star in a Lakers uniform.
There's going to be a
crazy,
fucking wild 30 for 30 on this in 20
years. Dude, LeBron's documentary just got like 20 times crazier.
Oh, bro, exactly. That's when you think it's starting to simmer down. Like he gets to like the all-time
league
score.
We need to ask
score.
That question again. Does it affect his legacy?
This?
Yeah.
I mean, how? It wasn't him.
I think we got
to see how good they go because if they can actually make it past the Western Finals,
it's true.
I think
if we just get one more LeBron Finals appearance, I will be set for life.
Can I? The only team I think will give them trouble and probably beat them in a 7-game series in the West is Oklahoma City.
You don't think the Nuggets could still get them?
I think Jamal Murray has fallen.
Dude, when he plays the Lakers in the playoffs, he turns into Michael Jordan.
He gets those last shots. We've seen
Luka fuck up Jamal Murray.
We've seen Luka in the finals last year.
Exactly. and he played good, but he was all they had. Now he has LeBron James.
Nah, he was a hole on defense.
He couldn't play
bro.
Defense. He couldn't play
he
defense.
He was terrible on defense.
How do you guys feel about Dalton Knecht?
I think Kinect he's a good little rookie. I think he needs time to figure it out. But
he seemed
I'm glad he's still in L.A.
So
to be honest with you.
Butthurt on the bench when he was sitting there that first game back when Luka was playing. He was just sitting there like pissed off.
Well, there's always a Lakers white boy too, man. First it was who was it? There was Alex Caruso, then Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves is
and then Dalton
Kinect
was supposed
superstar.
To be neck, but then Luka got traded there, man.
I saw an argument today saying is he the best like third guy in the
Austin
league?
Reeves? No.
I just want to know what Miami be doing to everybody. Why is Jimmy Butler crashing out?
Pat Riley's insane.
Time out.
I'm joking. I know why, because he's not getting,
he ain't getting paid.
Right, yeah. But
I was going to say, this is like the third time.
Miami,
this is like the third time Jimmy's had an incident with a team, though. Third or fourth time.
That's the other thing.
They've all been about money, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of them. At Chicago, he didn't get paid enough, so he's like, get me out of here. He goes to Minnesota, and then I didn't know it was about money then. But then you hear, like, Jeff Teague retell the story, and he's saying there, like, I'm the friend. I'm fucking pay me.
Yeah.
I want to teach him, like, what a 401k is and just say,
I
hey,
think – but to be honest, I think
enough,
Miami
man.
Was different. I think Miami was different. I think he felt disrespected by Pat Riley. I think, like, he felt disrespected, like, as a man. Like,
I mean, he took
you.
Them to the finals.
Yeah.
And he played his ass off
I
in the finals.
With Jimmy.
In the bubble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice. They went to the finals twice. Nuggets. They played the Nuggets when the Nuggets won.
You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right.
He would have been finals MVP twice if they win those series.
And he just signed that extension with the Warriors. He just got that 2-year deal.
They're
he
playing
the all right. Bag,
they're playing all right.
No, he's going to be great for Steph.
I
Jimmy
hope
Butler's going to complement Steph very well.
Wouldn't it be dope if we saw one more Lakers-Warriors playoff series?
Dude, that'd be amazing.
I'd rather see a Cavaliers and Warriors. Oh. LeBron and Bronny go back to Cleveland.
That'd be like if we're fantasy booking it, then yeah, I agree.
That was when I was in, like, middle school.
Bro.
And, like, that would be our teams in, like, summer camp. Cause
wait, how old are you?
Finals. I'm 21.
Okay.
Are you about to turn 22 or did you just turn 21?
22 in July.
Okay.
So, okay, so, yeah.
Half.
Okay. Damn, so yeah. We're, what, 2 years older than him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'll be 24 in...
How'd you guys meet?
4 days, I think.
Guitar Center, we worked.
Oh, that's there. Right.
Oh, really?
You're talking to me about...
3 days.
Yeah.
3 days, I'll be 24.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, brother. Thanks, brother.
Absolutely.
I didn't know if you wanted Debbie in too. All right, my bad.
I'll
birthday deaths, bro.
Yeah.
I kind of want to just jump into the music aspect of it. When did music come into your life? You know, were you a kid, just bumping music around the crib, and then like it just slowly became into like, oh, let me try and create this, or like, how did it come about?
Hell yeah! But the problem was like in my family, like. When I was young, I was bumping Justin Bieber. And, like, because, like, yeah, I'm saying, dude, like, I could sing Baby word for word.
Bro.
Love oh, yeah. Me and...
Never Say Never.
Never Say Never. I had James
What you know about
Smith.
One time?
That was probably, that was honestly probably, like, my introduction to hip-hop. Was
one.
Jaden Smith's little, I'm going to come in and then, you know, hop yeah, out.
JB
and then JB comes
me.
Back in. I was, like, to me, that was, like, you know, kid hip hop, right?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Like,
how Jaden Smith goes, and he's bigger than me, yeah, and taller than me. Yeah, that shit was hard. But he ain't on the JB song.
But, like, yeah.
He's like, he's
yeah.
better than me in every way, but I'm on a Justin Bieber song. Honestly, though, flex at that time.
There was no swearing in my house like that. It was like we were at church every Sunday and stuff like that. So it was just going to there. And then sixth grade happened, and I moved schools. I moved from like a charter school to a public school. And I started riding the bus. And, of course, I started sitting next to, like, one of my neighbors. And all of a sudden, he just started showing me. First, he started showing me because he was Puerto Rican. So he started showing me, like, Daddy Yankee and, like,
oh,
stuff
damn.
Like that. And, like, farther into Pitbull stuff. And then all of a sudden, he, like, just switched it over. And I'm listening, like, 2 Chainz, I'm Different. And, like, and like
what year was
this? First Day, or whatever that one is.
What
and
year was this around?
This,
so, sixth grade?
Sixth grade would have been, like, 2015, maybe. 2015,
damn.
Like, 2015.
This is right around the time I got into hip-hop, too.
Like
yeah.
Right before. So, like, yeah, it's, like, 2014, 2015, somewhere in that area. And I'm like just starting to get into this. So now I'm like going home. I'm in sixth grade. Mom, I need Spotify and stuff like that. And like she'd take my phone. So like I started to add a bunch of explicit songs. She found out, deleted them all, told me I can't have
them. Damn.
Wait, so is this I'm when you like, had to buy the songs on iTunes?
This is when you had to buy them on iTunes. So I, but Spotify was still, I was like brand new or starting to get big. So I paid for the subscription or whatever. I was like, you can get 3 months for $1. And, but yeah, and so she went through it. And she's a no explicit song. So like from sixth to seventh grade, like into seventh grade, I'm listening to all clean versions. Like, literally, it's the worst. Damn, with like the little skip and stuff like that. Yeah, and I'm like filling it in with my own head, which is like starting to get my creative stuff like mixed. So it wasn't like awful, but then it just transitioned to, all right, Mom, like can I just add this one explicit song? There is no clean version. Wink, wink. And then she's like, yeah, and then it just kind of grew. Right? And then I started really compiling. And then, ended 2016, 2017, that's when I'm starting to figure out Uzi and stuff like that, especially when he was, like, hot, like, real big.
Yeah.
But.
It's kind of my introduction, too, was
so,
Uzi.
Yeah.
So what motivated you to start creating your own music?
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
I need, like, what was your first thought? Like, you know what, let me try this.
I got grounded.
For what?
I got grounded. I think this might have been either the time that I went to like my buddy's cottage with him, and like I brought like a vape or something like that, and like I had it in my bag, and his mom snooped and went into my bag. And literally called my parents by my bag and told me, hey, your son has a vape in his bag. So I get home, and I'm sitting downstairs, and my dad comes out, hey, where is it? I'm like, what?
What a narc.
What's going on? Right, as it's under my leg, because I just shoved it under there as I heard him coming down the stairs. And so then he's like, where is it? I'm like, oh, God. Like, what do you mean? And he's like, I know what's going on. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you have a vape somewhere. I'm like, all right, well. I ain't gonna be able to get up out of this one. So I gave it to him, grounded me. And so then for like 2 months, I couldn't do anything, but I had my school laptop. And so I went to soundtrap.com, which is like a SoundCloud's version of like an online collaborative studio. And it just had a bunch of loops and stuff. And I just started kicking it with that because I was so bored. And then all of a sudden I started loving it. But I had been like in music. Like I had done band all the way through eighth grade. My band had the chance to go to Macy's Day Thanksgiving for my high school the year. And I could have gone, but like the work to do that was insane. And I wanted to do soccer super badly. So it was like that or that. And I was starting to kind of get into hip hop and stuff, like other stuff. Yeah. So it wasn't like I wanted to do the super classical stuff. So I didn't actually do it, but a bunch of my buddies did and stuff like that. So it was pretty sick that they got to go.
Yeah.
But,
what'd you play in the band?
I was trumpet first year, and then I was like, this is an effing mistake. Because third grade through fifth grade, I had my neighbor, he had made his own band, and so he was teaching me drums, like, twice a week or whatever. And so I was starting to learn drums, and that's what I really loved. So I did trumpet for a year, and I was like, fuck that. I went back to percussion, and then I was just in percussion for 2 years, and then that's where it was like, all right, do you want to strap a snare drum to you and walk around?
Percussion's
like,
sick.
It's sick, but dude, the way that my band my school band practices for some of this stuff is intense. I was like, I think I'd rather just go run and kill some people like in soccer. Bit, you know, but
he's got his school is known for the band. Mine's for the cheerleaders. Like it's like that.
Mine's
you know?
Band and athletics. Like,
oh, really?
Like yeah, like we I think my here's the problem with my school district that I hate is like we had a chance I think to do three different high schools. Which would have been awesome because that's money into education, which in my opinion at the high school and probably, you know, K through 12 level, it should be education that's primary money. But instead they decided, no, how are we going to build the best sports team? So they stuff us all in a jailhouse. Like it's a giant ass square that literally is just a ring and it's hundreds of classrooms. You're one in a million. So you never get, you know, care like you really need. You have to seek it out, which is tough for a lot of, you know, teenagers and stuff like that. So like, and that's just so that they could build the best sports team. So yeah, we have the best sports team, but our education is dog shit. Yeah. Like nobody's cared for, you know, we just go through it. Everybody can do whatever. Half the teachers give up because they just can't, you know, deal with it for the amount of pay. So it's like, I wish my school district would have gone with three high schools, because it would have been cool. Like, you know, you have North play East, play South or something like that. Yeah, and it's rivalries. You're playing and stuff your buddies. Like that. And we have rivalries with other school, but at least it's rivalries with, more buddies and stuff like that, hometown. Yeah. But, I mean, what can you do?
So you said you were on, remind me, what was the website again? Sound?
That was Soundtrap, yeah.
Soundtrap?
Soundtrap is what it's called.
Okay, so you got into production first, because you said there was a lot of loops on there, so you were just throwing drums on there.
Loops and stuff like that, and then, I started using, my W key would be, my E key. Like, it would automatically make my keyboard it, and so I didn't have that stuff, and then I just started. That was right around the time COVID hit, like a little bit before that and stuff like that. I started kind of doing that stuff, but then when COVID hit, I started really getting into it. Because
it's still a website.
Oh yeah, see, there it is. That's it. Basically, it was going from that to then finding out how to get an actual, studio, your podcast set. From that to different from USB mic string. I had a blue microphone.
Just keep adding to the collection.
I had to learn it, people get annoyed when you start going and asking a whole bunch of questions. And I was a kid, I'm just a dude that asked a bunch of questions. So I had to just go YouTube, and just ask YouTube myself. And so eventually I started getting my own stuff. And then eventually I got the job at Guitar Center where I met Nick.
Yes, sir.
And that helped me get my final stuff. And then I eventually kind of have my little in-home studio that can allow me to do it. But I started producing for other people and stuff like that. Okay. Sitting down with other people and they're, bringing me raps. But I'm listening to, kids talk about fucking bitches getting $100,000, and I'm like, dude, we were scrambling for the dude behind the counter to give us the penny change from the kid cup because we didn't have enough to buy gummy bears. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. We have money right now. I just didn't like sitting there and listening to all that. So my art stuff and stuff is a little bit more in depth and stuff like that, which is a little bit of a, I don't know how to say it, middle ground with hip hop, hip hop is so
So when you were cooking up for people, you just weren't you didn't have the desire for it, just because it wasn't real life,
it wasn't authentic. One person, right? And then when I try to say anything, of course it was it just gets weird, and so I was like, do I want to do this or do I just want to kind of start to build my own way? So then I was like, well, okay, I know I have 25 good beats, and I was going to go to all these people with them. Let me just see what I can do with 15.
Yeah.
And I started writing, and it took me 2-3 years to finally figure out I just had a freestyle every day in the car. For every single time I get in the car for 10 minutes, I just fucking hit on SoundCloud, fucking Blink type beat, Bones type beat, Suicide Boys type beat, Travis type beat, Kanye type beat, anything.
Dude, thank God you said Suicide Boys type beat, because I was going to ask, who do you get compared to your sound the most?
I would say, from what...
Because you give me, the...
From what I'd be going after, it's got to be Suicide Boys, Lil Peep type stuff.
Yeah.
Just because, that's what I like, the super grunge, lo-fi, kind of weirded out. But my biggest, my biggest influence and stuff like that in music and stuff like that would be, Travis or something like that. Seeing a Travis Scott show is something fucking else.
Really?
We've seen. I went to the Astrofest where people died, so that sucked. But it was insane.
Shit, I was just talking about this in the car.
Yeah. So that sucked, but it was the show was it was insane. Was just.
Yeah, you said it was the best night of your night, your life, until you woke up the next morning.
And I woke up the next morning and I didn't know. We saw a kid at the end of it. Here, I'll explain how the night.
You saw some of the victims?
We were in it. Because I love getting up in the middle of it. That's usually where the mosh pits are. And so I'm with my girlfriend, and I'm with my buddy and his girlfriend, and we go, and it's Travis. So we're moving from Lil Baby. And in Lil Baby, something happened too, where we were in a pit, and a dude goes up and comes down and snapped his leg in the middle of the pit. And so it's just chaos around him. And this dude's leg is literally just dangling from the ankle down. He just snapped it right by the bottom of the tibia.
No one talks about that.
And it's bad. And so at that point in those festivals, they usually have a police stand that's up high so that they can kind of look down. And there's just this kid. This is why I hate concerts sometimes because some people are fucked up. He's like, scream, stop, everybody stop, like over the, like trying to get over the music. I'm the only one that can hear him because I'm right next to him. I'm like, stop. Like, he's like pushing other people and stuff like that. I'm like, stop. Like, you need to start pointing down. Like, this kid is literally like down. Start pointing so this tower yeah. can see that we need medics to start making their way to us. And so, of course, like three of us, I got one arm, another dude got another arm, and then this giant dude kind of came and like picked him up kind of himself, and they just kind of started carrying him off.
You were helping and victims?
I just like, I helped him get up just because he was literally down and screaming. Damn, and this like dude's like really screaming. I'm like, start pointing. I'm telling everybody I'm doing this because yeah. I know the tower's looking. And this dude's just screaming his head off. I'm like, God, it's just chaos. So like,
so that was even before Travis came.
That was
right?
before Travis. That's Lil Baby. So we're coming from that. And Lil Baby still went for 20 minutes. Obviously, that kid got brought out. And the paramedics got to him or whatever.
Then shout out to that Travis. Kid. We hope you're chilling now, brother.
Yeah, but then,
you
we,
see
then
this.
We get to Travis and we file in. And I pushed in because I'm like, we got to get to the center for this. This is my first time seeing Travis. So it's we're in there. This is when Escape Plan and Mafia came out with J. Cole, right?
Yeah,
J. Cole's
yeah.
on that puppy. And so we're all hyped and we're in there and whatnot, and it's taking forever. And finally, the countdown like stops, and he comes out and it's straight flames. And I'm talking, we're 100 yards back, like a football field back, maybe, because there's just so many people. People have been waiting there all day. There's that stage hadn't been used. It was the main stage. And so we're in the middle of it, and it's just fire. Like, he's got a 45 seconds of straight fucking fire.
That's
just fire,
insane,
fire.
Dude.
And so it goes from, like, you know, 65-degree weather in Houston, 60-degree, 55 because it's getting cold, to straight fucking 90 degrees. Like, it is almost 100 degree right in front of you. Like, you could feel the flames. And
oh, yeah.
So I can't imagine the people in the very, very front. But, like, oh, us from 100 yards back, I was like, this is hot, hot. And, it, like, of course, it's fun because you're like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
Your whole system is different. But then all of a sudden, like, right after he, like, starts the first bar, gets to the second bar, he starts, like, rapping. It's just like this, whoa. Whoa,
oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, the crowd is just starting to violently push. And you're like, and I'm at the point where we're starting to, like, fall over on each other and stuff like that. So my shoe came off, and I had to jam my toe into the back of it to keep it, so, like, I didn't want to lose my shoe. And then finally we, like, get brought back up from, like, me laying on top of somebody, and I, like, shove it back on. And my girlfriend's right here, and she's starting to hyperventilate because it's just...
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's just packed. And so she's hyperventilating a little bit, and I'm starting to hyperventilate. I'm like, we have got to get the fuck out of here. This is bad. And so I just kind of bear hugged her and fucking just went, all right, like, what would a cocaine addict do right now? Like, just fucking, and I just started elbowing. I mean, like, it just because it's
madness,
that, or
dude.
We're just going to keep getting tossed. And I'm talking, like, we are on top of each other and then back up. And if we get trampled, it's done. So, like, I just grabbed her and fucking, we just fought back, and my buddy and his girlfriend got separated. And so all of a sudden, like, you know, we didn't even get to text them, like, in the middle of it, just because we backed up and we assumed that everything was still okay.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't stop the show. And so, like, we got out and we're like, whoa, that was insane. Like, you know, that hopefully will die down, but thank God we're out. And they got out too. They kind of fought back. And so we were like, maybe, if you can see the videos of Kylie Jenner and that, we were maybe 100 yards in front of her or something like that when we got out of it. And then all of a sudden, you know, the whole show goes on. There's kids jumping on top of the security cart in the middle of the crowd, right? It's just chaos. Like, there's a security cart coming through the crowd. Obviously, somebody's hurt, and there's just kids on top of it, just
that's
shaking
crazy.
It. Wild. It's chaos. And, like, Travis is stopping the show. I will give it to Travis. Travis stopped the show maybe 11 times. I was getting pissed.
Damn.
Just because we were in areas that... Did that stop?
I think it was still recording. It.
Yeah, I think my bad. Something just happened on here, but
something popped up on the screen and it looked like it stopped. But you're good.
Yeah. Travis did stop it. I would give it to him. He did stop because he saw that there was, like, stuff going on, but nobody just called the alarm the right way or something like that. So at the very end, when we were filing out, obviously there was, like, this cart and it came whizzing by, right, with the lights on and stuff like that, and there's just this kid on the back and he's getting resuscitated, like, he's literally getting CPR'd, like, right on the thing. And I hadn't seen that, like, the whole night. So I'm like, what the hell? And everybody's filing out, so it's just chaos. Like, this cart's trying to go this way, everybody is trying to beat it so that we can get the Ubers, not wait 4 hours.
Yeah.
And the cart, like, they stop because the kid, like, needs some help, and they start it, and then they they try to go again and they hit the gas too hard and like a dude sits on the back like with the kit and the freaking stretcher board just like falls down and the kid just like falls down and so and it's just chaos like and they're like picking up the car putting it back on doing it as they're going like go and it, like so we knew something was like crazy but I assume that's a kid passed out because I've seen a lot of I've seen kids pass out all the time and they're giving it they give them water and stuff like that but like to realize, yeah, that people were obviously crushed was losing like, their life. My boss was the first one that woke me up in the morning. Like, it was at because he gets up. My assistant boss at my work, he called me at like 6 a.m. because they have work super early. My parents weren't up; they didn't know. And he's like, "Yo, are you good?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm chilling. What's going on?" He's like, "Check the fucking news. Like, I don't think you just realized." And so, of course, we went and saw the flowers and the vigil and stuff like
that.
Talked with some of the people and stuff like that were there, but like
that's deep. That's another one of those. Where were you when you heard the news?
And that's what I'm saying.
I was laying in my bed, like open Twitter, and it's just like reported however many people.
This guy was there, dude.
Bro, that's insane. That's and you like it wasn't like you were off to the side.
No,
like you were in the middle, and during the little baby part, like you saw somebody get hurt.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, and it happened, I mean, I've seen people roll their ankles and stuff like
that,
and they're you know, they're about to be crying, but, like, yeah, the leg break was pretty fucking bad.
That's wild.
And then that was worse, just because Thugger was supposed to go the next day, and I wanted to see him and stuff like that, but we just didn't get the chance to.
But, wait, they continued that next day?
No. They shut it down. So I would have saw a young thug or Gunner and stuff like that.
I thought you were saying like you just didn't go.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I was about to say they continued that concert. I was like, I didn't remember properly.
Do you? I don't think it was personally, but like, do you think it was Travis's fault?
No.
It was a planning problem.
I think at that point it's the artist's job to put on a show. And like I said, Travis stopped it 11 times. I was getting fucking pissed. I was like, why does he keep stopping it? Because there was just quarrels and different things going on. He saw stuff, but like, he just didn't understand the gravity of it. And like, obviously, it takes so long for those festivals for like paramedics and stuff to get through the crowd. So if a kid does faint, like it can take, you know, 15 minutes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like, they're just used to going because they got an hour, and every single moment they go over, the city fines them $1 million. So it's like, it's that stuff.
Yeah.
But I will say concerts and festivals and stuff like that are like my number. Like I immediately will get back and I'll be like, I have to fucking figure out how to be a musician. I can't imagine
how like, awesome.
Especially the ones we went to Rolling Loud Miami, and that shit was fucking like it's just prime. Like
I was talking,
just like, what the hell?
Like I was talking with somebody about how like some of those guys that are kind of starting to pop off, like Babyface Ray, for example. He's not selling out stadiums or arenas. Like when he tours, he's going to like smaller venues and performing in front of however many.
Exactly. He could do like Masonic Temple or something.
Fox or something. You know. But, bro, like, that's a whole – you're adding another, like, 35,000 people when you go to Rolling Loud and performing. I can't imagine how they feel getting used to performing in front of, like, 3,000 people, 5,000 people, maybe 10. And then you go to Rolling Loud and it's, like, 40,000 people. That's got to be wild.
Listen, like, more than that.
I mean, obviously.
I've seen some Lil Yachty, you know, shows. I've seen, like, Ski Mask's fucking festival crowd is huge. It's fucking massive.
I'm sure it's crazy.
Like, yeah. Like, it is fucking –
he's got a catalog.
Take a Step Back comes out, everybody's singing it. When fucking – I love when he plays Faucet Failure, which I've only seen once, I think, when he played it. But, like, yeah, he – it's crazy to see what some of them can do. And then you see them in the concerts, and it's a lot smaller. Just because it looks a lot smaller, it's probably still close to the same amount of people. But actually, it's probably a little bit less just because those festival crowds, we only have three options. So it's like, Ski Mask is definitely one of the top fucking tiers. You know, he's usually at the 7 o'clock slot or whatever, right before, you know, one of the bigger headliners or whatever. And then, boom, everybody's over for Playboi Carti or whatever like that.
Thanks.
Which – I will say, Playboi Carti shows are nuts too.
I bet they're like Travis.
They're insane. Yeah.
I haven't seen Carti.
One person I wish I would have got to see, and I almost went to Masonic Temple, I think, to see him perform, was X.
For real?
Dude, yeah. I almost went.
That's my thing. So like, I'm currently in a move. We're looking to move down to Miami area. Area. So like, I'm gonna be going from kind of here over there, a little bit bigger city, but X, I've loved because I love his music. The one thing I hate about him, why do you have to fight so much?
That's true.
He, man, got like, was so, he's like a little pit bull. And like,
he really
when
was.
When he loved you, he fucking loved you. Like, you know, he'd be like all with you. But like, and he had great, great thoughts. Like, he, bro, yeah. His whole thought process was great. But then all of a sudden, he'd be like beating the shit out of somebody and putting out an album cover. I'd be like, what the fuck
what
is
that
you
song
doing?
Called? That he's like,
I think it's young. It was Young Brats. Or
I think
like
so.
That.
He's holding
it's
the dude.
Like, hey, he's holding the dude on the ground.
Blood.
And he's
oh, and
blood.
X
yeah.
is just smiling. Oh, he was insane.
Like, I'm like, what's going on?
That documentary they did on, I think it's on Hulu, was really fucking good. They got his like mom's.
Oh
in
yeah.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
I gotta see that.
Oh, it's awesome.
That. I've seen the Juice WRLD one.
The Juice WRLD
when
one.
That when
one
Burn
was great.
Came out at like the same time and stuff like that.
My personal favorite one is Lil Peep.
Really?
That they had on Netflix.
Have you seen?
Lil Peeps,
awesome.
Lil Peeps, I haven't seen that one. I'll have to watch that one. My favorite one is Look Mom, I Can Fly. Mm. That's what put me into most of my production
the
stuff.
Kanye,
seeing...
The Kanye doc was crazy.
Kanye awesome. Doc was nuts. That it's
awesome.
So hard to follow that.
The first two episodes are fucking amazing,
yeah,
and then you get to the third one, and
yeah,
it starts
like,
acting like Kanye that we know.
Right, yeah.
And it's like, ah.
Have right. you guys
we
seen
can,
the,
we can go back.
Have you seen the Kid Laroi's documentary?
No.
No, but he was in the Juice WRLD one quite a
yeah.
bit. And stuff
that
like
one
that.
Is...
Watch the Kid Laroi one. That one's pretty cool.
Bro.
They got like little like, I don't know, it's like a psychedelic vibe to it. Oh. It's like, how do I explain this? It'll go from like a scene and then like in the middle of the scene, like something will pop up and then it like breaks off into like another world and then like it cuts into, I don't know.
That's
you'd,
cool.
you'd have to
that
watch
sounds,
it. It.
That sounds
it's,
cool.
It's cool. It's
the
cool.
Juice WRLD one was really cool because I thought it was made very well. They didn't do interviews.
It was sad, dude.
The whole fucking thing until the end, like when he's passing away, and they had the actual people that like were there. I didn't know Leroy was on the plane. I didn't know Leroy was sitting across
yeah,
from him.
Yeah. I found that out.
I knew Jesus they were boys because yeah. he started to pop off like right around that time with like Devo with
yeah.
Tekka.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, so I knew they were friends, like knew each other. But I didn't know like he was sitting across from him when
right.
Juice just. Like that's horrible. In the X one, they have his mom there in it talking. Oh, it's
horrible.
Oh. But yeah, that, I don't mean to cut this. I was gonna say this when we were talking about festivals. I don't mean to cut you off. I watched a festival on Netflix, a documentary on Netflix about
Woodstock
99.
Yeah, I watched that one too.
Bro,
crazy.
we think yeah. Astrofest
oh,
was bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The craziest part is 1999.
Yeah.
Nowadays that happens, kids would be on Twitter, Instagram. Taking out their frustration like that,
yeah.
like this sucks. We'll be out of here in a couple, you know. Mm-hmm. Woodstock '99, bro. They decided to burn everything. Yeah. Like by the last day, for some reason, they thought it'd be smart to give however many people candles.
Yeah.
For some
no,
for one of the last performances.
So dumb.
And then there was a big rumor that like there was this surprise final guest, and it was gonna be like Prince or Michael Jackson or Aerosmith. They did a like a movie video wall. Like how like a movie projector of Jimi Hendrix playing guitar.
Oh,
that was the final part.
Yeah.
So everyone lost their fucking mind and started just making fires, and then they slowly got bigger.
Yeah.
And then they blew up semis.
Chaos, this is on Netflix.
Yeah, 3-part
yeah.
documentary.
I gotta watch this.
I don't remember
amazing.
That part. I don't remember the Jimi Hendrix. So they just did like a video production, just pissed off. It's like you
they had like they had like those hologram like those lights that
the
you holograms. Like yeah you know what like the lasers they had that was like the big last thing.
Yeah, man. You gotta get someone.
Bro, like, what? But they interviewed people the day after, like, the people that were still there that Monday when everything is, like, demolished
yeah.
and, like, waiting to go home. And they're like, we would do it again. No doubt in our mind. Like, we would. People got, like, the plumbing was fucked up.
Yeah.
They couldn't
yeah,
get drinking water.
It was
bad. Like, a guy went and tested it and said, like, this is horrible. People got, like, dirty mouth, which you get, like, sores all over your
yeah.
mouth. And then, like, by the last day, people are jumping in mud piles and stuff. What people didn't realize, plumbing's fucked up. They're in pee and poop. Like,
yeah.
just swimming and just sweat. Oh, it's
disgusting.
Oh, it's a
That's
crazy
so
doc. It's one of my favorite, most favorite ones.
I want to ask you, so you got into production first, obviously, and we talked a little bit about you using Ableton, even
yeah.
off camera, we talked about that. When did recording your own music, like, come in, like, making songs come into play? Was it around the same time as just starting production?
Were you doing stuff before me that much? Were you recording raps before?
I recorded, yeah, before I met you, but it wasn't very serious. I was paying at a studio for a bit. Well, I buddied up with one of the producers so that he let me in there for free a bunch of times because I was young. And then I eventually started paying them a little bit to get in there to do like my first song. But I didn't like how it was turning out, and it was tough for me to explain it because I don't know the terms. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was talking about. I just knew what I wanted to hear. So like when you're talking to somebody who then knew music and you're like starting to know it but don't know how to explain it, it sucks.
Yeah.
And so I knew I needed somebody more like Nick or something like that, that I've like, you know,
bridge the gap.
Yeah, we're sitting on there and we have a shot or two. Then all of a sudden it's just funny when I don't know what the hell is going on or something like that. Or when he, when I think I hear something and he thinks it's off key and then we're fighting about it and we end up leaving it in there or something like that. Like the nuance.
Yeah, I think nuance is the last one. Because there was like, I was like, he's not ending on the tonic. And I was like, it's pissing me off because the original recording, he ended on it. So every time I heard it after there, I didn't hear it. And he's like, dude, just let it ring like that. And I'm like, I can't. I keep hearing that fucking note. And then after a while, I didn't listen to the song for like a couple weeks. And then I came back to it and I was like, oh, I hear it now, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So but there's stuff like that that he'll show me and stuff like that. But I knew I needed somebody that was closer and that I could get closer with. So I just started writing and started compiling beats and trying to like figure out, okay, when I get, you know, everything that I need. I started trying to figure out if I can do it myself and trying to do it myself, and I started to kind of get there. But then I got the job at Guitar Center and Nick came in and then we started hanging out, and then all of a sudden it was like, well, I mean, if you want practice, I want practice, let's just start playing together. And then we started doing stuff.
You remember
when
it was? You remember that moment? We were driving down, it was downtown Grand Rapids. We just turned on to 196, and you put on one of your beats, and you're like, you want to hear one of my beats? And I was like, yeah, for sure. And he put on one of his beats, and he just starts freestyling over it. And I'm like, you know, typically it's like, okay, let's see. And then I'm like, listen to it. And I'm like, no, okay, that's actually good, man. Yeah. And I'm like, why don't you just fucking, like, let's just record this, man. We just got together, and yeah, I just said, like, pull up the track, you know, go in there, lay down some music.
That's how
before
be
we knew it, we had Silhouettes of the Frontier.
Yeah, yeah, and then, yeah, Silhouettes of the Frontier. Well, it was supposed to be two albums. It was that one. It was supposed to be Silhouettes.
And
or
Nightmares.
It was supposed to be
something like that.
Silhouettes of Nightmares and Dreams of Frontier or something like that. Mm. And it was supposed to be just lighter songs and darker songs.
Yeah.
And we just combined it.
So you have two albums out. Silhouettes of the Frontier, right?
Yep.
And then Constellate
is how Constellate. I think you say it, but I would just say Constellate because it's easy.
No,
I say Constellate, so it's
yeah,
just like
that's what I say.
So what really like inspired those projects, you know, like what got you guys in the lab to go like let's get a whole album in the works?
Well, after Silhouettes came out, I was on a kick, and so I was doing, we did Crux and Lunars, which were like two singles in between that. Mm. And so I did videos for those and stuff like that and different promo stuff. And I figured out, okay, well, now if we can do music or whatever, and obviously everything gets better with time, so we just got to keep doing it. And we keep, you know, vaulting songs that just aren't, you know, there or whatever, half ideas. But I needed to start getting video and stuff like that. So that's where I had to start kind of, that's the thing about the modern art, like you have to do kind of most of it. So like I have to edit most of my own videos and stuff like that, or get the film, like my girlfriend's filming, you know, or something like that. Like we just have to move with what we can, because I can't pay out $500 every time for a super good camera or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping, you know, that we're working our way to get to a camera and stuff like that. Same thing, we did some clothing and stuff like that and whatnot for Consulate and stuff like that. And I had to work with what I could. We worked with like a small brand called Chaotic Good over in Grand Rapids, and that was sick. Nick met Tommy, one of their designers and stuff.
Okay.
They're pretty cool. And so I worked with him, but we were driving him back and forth and stuff like that because his car is broken down, trying to figure stuff out in months. The biggest thing with Constellate was it was just, I was trying to think of a concept album, like something to do. And we did Crux or whatever, which is a name of a constellation, the Southern Cross. And so I was like, all right, well, let's do constellations. And then I was like, oh shit, we got to be careful because I don't want to do the generic ones like Cancer and Aries or whatever. You know,
yeah.
I'm a fucking Gemini. No, like I went and I found ones that I went to Chicago actually, surprised my girlfriend while she was with friends or whatever. When she was on the train ride back, I rode with her, and I went to the museum just while she was with her friends still, and I got a book. And I just went through it, and it had all the constellations. And so I just read it. I read the Greek mythology stories behind them and the Nordic stories behind them. And I just tried to line up with themes that I wanted to do. So each of those songs is about a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to figure that out, that's up to you. But
yeah.
It's for me, that's what it was supposed to be, and so we structured it like that. But I just wanted to get two done before I was 21, so that was all before I was 21.
Let's go.
That's tough.
Now we're working on West Side Tapes, which is going to be like my last little thing before I probably get out of here and go to Florida and try down there for a bit in Broward.
You're going full time music down there?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go down there, bigger city and stuff like that. So I'm gonna go try to get some bigger play with some of the bigger artists.
I'm not gonna
wish you the best with
some
that,
of the studios are down there. Yeah, it's just a little bit different because it was either here or over there. But when you're convincing your girlfriend to move from her own town, you know, she's like a beach. You know, you don't go to Atlanta. She's like, no, I'd rather go to
Miami.
You know, where salty shores right next to me. So
when I was down there, I swear, like those, like,
and I agree.
Oh, okay. So, around that week I was down there, I swear, networking, like, it was so easy. I met so many DJs, and I met so many, like, I met a couple different social media guys that, like, put me on their page and shit like that.
You're
so
gonna
like,
have to give them your connects.
Yeah.
It was at, so, y'all know Swagboy Q?
Off the top of my head.
He was big on TikTok. He would do those stupid, like, rate me 1 to 10 and, like, look at the girl. He had, like, really shiny white teeth.
I never got on
TikTok. I feel like I might...
It was real corny, and he was in the middle of doing one, and he saw all of us, and we were like, oh, that's that dude from TikTok, and he saw a bunch of drunk, like, 21-year-olds, like, yeah, let's get these guys on film, and then I rapped for him, and he was like,
this
is dope.
You have to send me that way if I run into him. Yeah. You remember this shit? I know that dude.
I ran into him a year later. I dapped him up, and I was like, you remember me? And he goes, you're that one rapping dude, and then he just walked away.
So you said West Side Tapes is on the horizon. How long you been working on that, or like, what's the kind of the vibe to that?
That I started working on right after our Constellate show that we had. I put on my own little show.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Pop up the pictures. Pop up the pictures.
Yeah. And so we put that on. Nick played guitar for me on one of my songs, and we had some other artists that obviously got to perform and stuff like that, and that was sick. I didn't think that was possible, but we did that one night, so clearly.
That was one
clearly
of those
you
things,
can do anything. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, $75 an hour to rent it, you know, like, you can put it on. Me and my girlfriend, shout out Sadie for going with me to the store and getting Hershey chocolates and Goldfish at Costco and stuff like that, so that everybody can have little snacks. And like, you don't need a lot, but we got it done. Everybody seemed like they had fun. It was
a great time. I didn't see anyone having a bad time there. Everyone was vibing.
It's awesome.
That was dope.
And so it was cool to do that. But then right after it was, I was like, with those artists that I worked with and stuff, they gave me different connections and whatnot. And so I was like, all right, well, I want to make something for Grand Rapids and the West Side, because this kid's always in my house talking about the East Side. So, I love the East Side, don't get me wrong, but you guys are huge, and you guys are talked about all the time. So I was like, well, let me get some Grand Rapids artists together, and so that's what this one is. It's like five songs, but more features and different, you know, voices.
That's one thing
myself.
I never learned too much out on the West Side was a lot of artists out there. I never came across a lot of artists.
It's niche. You have to, like, hit the right pocket, and it's usually, like, three friends are all artists.
Yeah. Who's
and
the
like,
biggest one? Would you say it's
there's a couple. I mean,
would it be Sonny? Would he be Sonny Sky?
Sonny Ski, yeah. Shout out him. Ski. I haven't met him, but his dad comes into Guitar Center. So he gets his stuff for his son all the time, so he loves his son's stuff. And
he's the one who I keep.
And, yeah, so I'm looking to work with, artists like Brandon Daniels, who's on my first one. I've done a song with him. And then Shayla Hamady, she's popping off around. She comes out to the Ann Arbor and East Side sometimes. And then Trix the Wix kid.
We love Trix.
He's so funny. And, like, he's just, like, he spits fire. He's got, like, he knows how to put, like, the flammable liquid in your mouth.
I thought you were saying, like, rapping.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
no. Oh, he spits fire while rapping. Trust me, I had him in the studio.
There's a picture of it on my Instagram.
Nuts, but,
send it to me.
The fire. It's insane. He's pretty awesome. And so I'm hoping that, we get stuff like that done. And I'll try to release that right before, like, hopefully in March or something like that. That's what I'm looking for right now.
Well, I have a buddy that I met out there in my psychology class that was a producer. And that's honestly why I started producing, because, like, I was recording at the time. He was making beats. So I was like, oh, let's work together. And then I was like, dude, I don't want to be an artist. So I started making beats. I'll have to pull up on you guys. I'm actually supposed to be going out there in like 2 weeks, so dude, if I'm pulling up out there, I'll hit you guys up. Dude, you stay out this way, though, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, I live back here now.
Okay.
If you need a crash, come.
Say less. Couch, say less. Yeah. Hell yeah.
My house is
in Florida, too?
Florida's fine. I mean, you gotta take that to my girl. She's coming, so if she's coming, cool,
it's up to her. I get you.
No, I do want to meet some Grand Rapids artists out there, kind of getting connects with them. So
yeah, the only one you ever really talked about was Trap Suey.
Well, he's not an artist, he's just producer.
Yeah, just make him, yeah. Yeah. But like in music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's like an average studio session or like cookup look like? Are you guys all from, obviously all from scratch, but when you're writing music, are you punching in or are you actually sitting there like jotting it down?
It's a lot of freestyling. And then I start to try to just take little lines that I freestyle that I like and piece them together.
So you like find like a little melody and then like fill in the words type of vibe?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times it's gibberish because sometimes it's tough to think of words. But as long as I can get a general like how I want the notes to go, like how I want my voice to go. And that's the toughest thing because I've never been taught to sing. So I'm teaching myself that too on, you know, and learning. And as we go and as I get more comfortable, usually the more it's like, you know, comfortable I am with either Nick or whoever's in the studio, I can do more. But that's the weird thing about our show, they just never prepare you for, yeah, you're on a mic and everybody's just waiting on you and you fuck up and then they're waiting on you and then they fuck up and then I'm like, holy, I'm taking gigabytes of stats and data here fucking up.
That's why I'd like having the right people in the studio, like that understand the process. Like if there's people that are in there that it's their first time in there, like, you know, they're just hanging out, it's like they don't really know what to expect, so the vibe can get thrown off a little bit. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be ready to be in there for almost 10 hours.
And that's why if I do, like, since I have Nick, who I know is really good in the studio, if I do have somebody else, I'll typically try to get him in there. So I have to, and that way I can maintain control.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we're not like they're trying to race on my little racing simulator or something like that for an hour and a half. And
the racing,
in my
I've done
VR,
it
like,
fun.
Like, yeah, so.
Coming down to some of the quick hitters.
Yeah.
If you had to suggest one song to someone that's watching this, what song would that be?
I got three in my head.
Is it any song? Or are we doing by him?
No, by him. By you. Yeah. If he could suggest one song of his for people to go check out, what would it be?
One song. I would say my favorite is probably like Crux.
That's one of the
or
three.
Or something like that. Yeah, just
one
of
the singles, right?
And stuff like that.
It's one of the singles.
What's up?
That's one of the singles.
Yeah, that's one of the singles. It's the one right after Silhouettes. That was cool. It's got an Alan Watts sample in there, and so I love listening to them old philosophers and stuff like that. And so, I would say that one.
Do you ever get writer's block or a creative block, and if so, how do you overcome it?
Dude, fuck yeah. The only way I overcome it is just like if I realize I can't do anything, I make sure I'm at least doing 30 minutes or something like that. I always like if I'm gonna sit down and write, and I try to every day, it's at least, or I'm freestyling in the car. Like I always do this. It's two things for me. Writer's block always happens, so I usually, when I go in the car and I'm going to work, I'll just try to freestyle, and I'll just try to unblock my head. Like, I'll just go. Even if I'm not saying words, I'll just go till I start saying words. And then, naturally, I'll start to figure stuff out. Or, I will take a break. I've learned how to kind of take a break, because, like Nick will tell you, I don't take breaks or stop a lot.
Dude, he will go to... This is how crazy this man is. We will go out to Grand
Rapids. I'm listening. Oh, yeah. Send him a text real quick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We will go out to I will go out to Grand Rapids, and I need sleep, bro. I cannot function if I don't get sleep. But I go out there, and we will work until 4 a.m., and then he gets up at 5:30. We'll go to bed. I'm not even sure if he sleeps. He might just watch YouTube for an hour, and then he goes to work at the country club.
But then, yeah, then I'll go work in 8-hour like, shifts. Like,
damn.
I don't know how the fuck he does it. Genuinely. It impresses me. I don't know.
But,
I can't do that.
But to me, it's just because it's so much fun to me. So I don't know what it is. Like, I just wouldn't – I'd rather not sleep. I also heard you sleep like 30% of your whole fucking life. So if I can get back 10% of that –
This kid's going to do it.
If I can get back 10% of that, then –
Shit. Get an advantage over. I mean, a lot
that's
of
what
people.
Kobe said. He said, "Bitch, you get up at four. You get up at four.
It's a great way to
go
about it.
If you get up at four instead of the dude that's getting up at even 6 a.m., you got 2 hours on that. Bitch.
That's a great
that
way to look at it.
Times seven, that's 14 hours.
Yeah.
So like, if I, you know, even if you can do something for 15 minutes a day while somebody else ain't doing shit, 4 days, that's an hour of your time, dude. That might, you know, you could
adds
just
up.
On some. You
it
know,
adds up.
It's. So that's what I'm on. Just trying to do something every single time, every single day. But I will say, yeah, I don't know when to stop. So that's why I usually will surround myself with people who know how to take breaks and stuff like that and take me to a goddamn Michigan Panthers game or a Lions game or a Red Wings game to finally bust me out of the, I need this to happen or I need to get to this because, yeah.
Yeah. He said he does his own videos too.
Yeah,
man of many talents between producing,
wild.
Making his own music. Videos, what else you got in the chamber? What other
you make
skills
your cover
you got?
Shit. Yeah, wow. I make my cover art a lot. I don't think I've the one that I haven't made is Constellate. There was an artist that photo was blue and I went and I filtered it how I wanted it and I gridded it and then I reached out to him and I got the rights so that I could use it and stuff like that. So that's the only one that isn't. And then Silhouettes of the Frontier, I modeled it and my buddy, he kind of drew it up.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. Crux and Lunars, I made those ones.
What would you say your biggest weakness is as an artist? Like something you know or want to improve on in this upcoming year or just in the future?
I would say for me... I gotta connect more just because I'm going to be moving stomping grounds. So, like, from this side, I got comfortable over here, which makes me a little nervous when I'm now going to be trying to move to Miami and stuff like that. But I know I could do it here within a year or 2 years. So if I can go and try to do something like that in Miami, for me, I'm much more of I want to work with other people than I love doing shit myself. Don't get me wrong. I get pissed when somebody tells me, you know, change this or whatever. But it's like, it's the features and stuff like that that I am. Like I love those Kanye albums.
Collaboration,
Kanye
dude.
Mentioned, but...
Oh, yeah.
Kanye,
we've talked about him
a
little bit.
But, like, early Kanye and stuff like that, where you have, you know, 8 people on a song and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even forever, you know, with
fucking
Drake
awesome.
And all of them and whatnot. And Travis, Asher, like that... Having the difference of a couple of different things and stuff that I can't think of on my beats and stuff like that sometimes is... It's crazy to me. I'm like, how the fuck?
And then you see what people come up with on your beats, and it's
like
that's
what I'm
so
saying.
Sick.
Like especially with West Side Tapes, you'll see it. I'm like, these are all beats that I made. Like, what, I sampled Wolves by Kanye West for one of them and stuff like that. Like, there's like, you'll hear certain things like that that like you'd have no idea that a person could flow on it like that. Like, I know how I'd flow on it, but like, and that might be obvious to
someone does another pocket.
To me, but to hear other people, they just kind of come in out of the random and do something completely different than what I'm doing on the same beat. You're like, what the hell?
It's
cool. And it's not just rapping; it's melodics and stuff like that too. So
that's another reason I wanted to give up on the artistry and go into more producing because like I wanted to work with way more people. And as an artist, I wouldn't be able to work with nearly as much as I would be able to as a producer. If you could make a collab album with any artist, do you got to leave soon? What time is it?
Yeah, I might have to leave here in a minute.
Oh, shit, all right.
5 or so.
All right, we'll run through these real quick then.
Hit me.
Collab album with any artist.
I would say probably Travis Scott.
Okay. Five dinner guests, dead or alive.
What'd you say?
Five dinner guests, dead or alive. Could be anyone.
Five dinner.
You're having a dinner. Five people are invited. Could be anyone. Who is it? Damn, I'm sorry if we're running this late.
I would say... I love like Alan Watts. I would go like him. I'd probably go Messi. I'd probably go like Wayne Gretzky or something like that. I love that.
You don't want to talk to Kanye, right?
And then if we're doing artists too, I was kind of leaving my artists out, but. I would put Kanye in there, but he would take the spotlight and try to take over the whole table. He'd be like,
it's
my table.
Dinner. That's my dinner.
And I'd be like, sir, we're just trying to have a conversation.
sir.
3 times. I would say that, and then I would say probably. Oh, man. I'd probably put. Dead or alive, you said? I'd probably put Virgil in there. I'd love to speak to Virgil. He's always seemed like a really
Him and cool Kanye are going to have some really shit to talk about.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Maybe not. I wouldn't probably bring Kanye if I'm bringing Virgil.
They probably wouldn't sit by each other.
All right. Favorite album with no skips.
Favorite album with no skips. I would say probably Life of Pablo.
Okay. Yeah.
Great album.
Gun to your head, you got to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive. What song is that?
Can't be one of yours.
Birds in the Trap.
Ooh, okay. Last question.
Or Biebs in the Trap.
What yeah, I know what you were referring to. Yeah, I know what you were referring to.
Biebs in the Trap.
Outside of music, in the next 10 years, are there any other ventures that you would like to pursue?
Hell yeah, yeah. Like, I hope music can give me a platform to go and start. I'm thinking, like, for my next clothing thing, of giving 50% to public school teachers in whatever area I'm in when I do it, if it's in Miami or if it's here. I'd love to do it here. Like, I want to try to give back to community, so if we can set up some community centers. I've always thought, like, there was a 3-mile project by my house, and that, like, kids could go there, you know, when they're teens and stuff like that. And yeah, it's one place that at least had some supervision in case somebody broke their leg or something like that. But a bunch of cool shit to do. It's like, I would love to make enough money to just be able to fund that and not have to worry about it, but give people a place to be able to get together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'd buy a golf course. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
And
that'd be fire.
And, like, you know, I'd try to do it a little bit more, probably better than some of the pesticides and the way that we'd be doing it nowadays, yeah, just because we do it certain ways. But now, like, I would love to just do stuff like that and clothing and stuff like that. I love fashion and stuff like that. And so does my girl. She works at a dress shop. So, like, to do that, she wants to be a teacher.
That'd
so be
awesome.
Able to let
yeah
her teach without having to worry about yeah getting paid $45,000 mm-hmm fucking year. So,
well, I'm sorry if we took up too much of your time. I know you got to get back.
Hell no.
Thank
no,
you for making
good
the
yes,
two and a half hour drive out here.
It.
Of course. It was nice meeting you. best
yes,
of luck.
Sir.
Best of luck in Miami.
Yeah.
It'll
it's
be
nice
dope
meeting you.
Hopefully, I see you guys. If you're over in 2 weeks, you can crash in my house.
I got you. I'll hit you up. We'll be in touch for sure.
Yeah.
Because I got to talk to you about something off camera.
Oh, okay.
But, all right. Well, with that being said, links will be in the description. Go follow, go stream his music, and like, comment, subscribe, and
I think you got it.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next Sunday. Peace out.
Wee-woo. Peace.